Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's somebody that may have an advantage in a rematch, right? Usually there's a team in which you saw them once and you play them again, and there's a bit of an advantage somewhere. You might try something different or you do some different things. And I'm going through it, Clint, and I'm wondering, you know, just objectively, who has the advantage because if it's a rematch? A lot of times the team going for revenge also has like an emotional advantage there. So I think that would obviously go with the Texans. If we look at this thing, the Texans, you know, they were without major pieces. They were without Foley Fatakasi in that game. They were without, I think maybe the biggest one, without Azeez Alshire in that game. Their signal caller, and you talked about it, their defense is just different when he is out there. Juice Scruggs wasn't in that game as well. John Mechie was injured and out of that game. Now they don't have Tank Dell, and he was probably the biggest offensive threat in that game for the Texans, and obviously he got hurt in that game. Chiefs, they didn't have Jalen Watson. It's already been reports that he is going to return. Humphreys, the tackle they had just signed, they didn't have him either. It was Hollywood Brown's first game back. So there's some different pieces in this game for both sides. Chiefs haven't played a game where their top guys, they have not seen the field since Christmas Day. So that there is some time there. They've seen and been to Arrowhead before. Bobby Sloak made reference to that. DeMeco's had a chance to see this team again. Andy Reid, Spags, Bobby, they've all had a chance to see and feel the speed. Who do you think the rematch helps the most? Who do you think gets the gains the most out of the rematch going into the game?
Oh, I think it's the Texans hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for so many reasons. You look, I mean, C.J. Stroud went out there and threw two interceptions in the first half, and you went into halftime down 17-10. You're right there neck and neck. You come out of the second half, and C.J. throws what would be I think is the best ball that he's thrown all year long when he drops it in a bucket to Tank Dell and ties the ball, or should have tied the ball game up 17-17. And then obviously the injury happens, and look, it shouldn't have had the effect on the Texans that it hit. I'm not making excuses. I mean, it's I'm borderline embarrassing the way that the Texans responded to that particular injury, if I'm being honest. And the fact that it shook them so bad that you could see in the next drive there's delay of games. You miss the extra point, there's delay of games, there's this, there's that. You know, that there's no doubt about it, that swung the momentum. It killed the momentum that the Texans should have had on what I think was CJ's best throw of the season. And then obviously the Texans didn't finish. They slept walk for a couple of drives and didn't finish. So I think the Texans, now I don't think the Chiefs are in a spot right now with their organization where they need to draw from this kind of motivation, if you will, but I think the Texans are. You can look at that game and say, one, we had some pretty good things going in terms of knowing what they were doing, getting some plus plays. If we hadn't turned the football over and really given them points in the game, then it would have been a different score at halftime. And had the injury not happened, we probably could have capitalized. We definitely would have tied the game up and probably could have capitalized on some of that momentum. There's a lot of – now, all of that is ifs, which you know what those are, right? I mean, at the end of the day, they're all ifs. But if you're the Texans, you're sitting there going, yeah, man, we moved the football. We scored points. We weathered the storm and dealt with adversity in a way that we were only down 7.5. I think there's a lot to the Texans. lessons can take from this game, especially opposed to, like, if, to me, if you're playing Baltimore, it's real hard to find these kind of things. If you're playing Kansas City, there's some things you can lean into that we at least did well against them at their place, and we should be able to hopefully duplicate it.
Yeah, it's interesting. 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, who do you think has the advantage in the rematch? Just going into the game, who benefited more from playing the game once, playing the game already? I probably tend to agree with you. I don't know if it's as hands down. I think it's a big deal that the Chiefs got to see the speed of the Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, and that defense got to see Kamari Lasseter right. I think for the Texans, what have we heard the last 2 weeks? Like, we heard it from John Harbaugh. Man, the thing that jumps off the tape is they're fast. They play fast. And, mm-hmm. and I think to experience that already and kind of have an understanding of how fast the Texans fly around, I think is a help for them. But I also think it's a big deal that the Texans have gone into Arrowhead before. I think the atmosphere is probably going to pick up a little bit, as Bobby Slowick said, but it's not a foreign thing. They'll be ready and have experienced that before in a game. The one thing is, there are two players that didn't play in the game for both teams that I think are massive and change these teams. I think Azeez Alshire not being there is massive for this team. I think it completely changes a lot of who the Texans are offense or defensively. And I think Jalen Watson, the corner, that may be a name that many people don't know. But if you just look at the Chiefs' numbers from when he played and then when he got hurt, they look like a completely different defense. So those two players are huge, huge parts in this game that aren't there. I think it's big. Now another thing, Juice Scruggs, there's a little something there. He has not felt what it's like to go against Chris Jones yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a big one, but at least everybody else has. So I would lean towards the Texans, because I would think if this was the first time you were walking into Arrowhead and you're dealing with how that starts, I think that would that feels a little different, right? I think since they've experienced that, and that part is not something I do. I think slightly I would kind of lean towards that